morning. Happy Sabbath to all of you.
大家早上好，安息日快乐。
I've had many of you come to me with questions.
很多人来找我有问题要问。
Many of you are struggling with spiritual problems.
有一些有属灵上的挣扎。
You don't know which way to turn.
不知道呢要往哪里去。
You don't know how to do the right thing for God.
不晓得如何做对的事情。
Other of you have come to me with physical problems.
其他人来看我，因为身体上有些毛病。
You have cancer.
有癌症。
You have other health problems.
有其他健康的问题。
And you desire healing.
你也渴望得到医治。
But I'm going to share with you today that there is one healing for both groups.
但是我要今天要告诉你，我们有医治给予两组人。
And we are going to receive that from God this morning.
而我们今天早上就要从上帝那里得着。
Please bow your heads. I will kneel for prayer one more time.
让我们低头做个祷告。
Loving Father in heaven,
慈爱的天父上帝，
You are the great physician.
你是我们的大医师。
And Lord, I am just your servant.
主啊，我们乃是你的仆人。
I cannot heal one person without your power.
我不能够医治一个人非但靠你的能力。
And so I pray that you would come to be with us right now.
所以我祈求你与我们同在。
And give us your one healing.
给我们唯一的医治。
That comes through Jesus Christ.
乃是借着耶稣基督所赐的。
For we pray in his name. Amen.
奉主耶稣名求。
Please open your Bibles to James chapter 5.
请把你们的圣经翻开到雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5 verse 14, and we read about healing.
雅各书第五章，这里就多说到关于医治。
Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins,They shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed.
十四节说，你们中间有病了的呢，他就请教教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告，又出于信心的祈祷，要救那病人。主必要叫他起来，他若犯了罪，也必赦免。所以你们要彼此认罪。互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人的祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Now notice here, it talks about forgiveness and confession. What does that have to do with healing?
这里就说到呢，要互相认罪，并且还有赦免罪。
We will find out in Matthew 18.
这与医治又有什么关系呢？我们在马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章就见到。
And we're going to go to verse 21.
在二十一节。
Matthew 18:21.
马太福音十八章第二十一节。
Then came Peter to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall I, my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times?
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说，主啊，我兄弟弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？七次可以吗？
Now there was a saying among the Pharisees that you could forgive three times.
那么呢，在法利赛人之间呢，就有一句谚语，他说：“你可以赦免人三次。”
So Peter said seven.
所以彼得就说七次。
So he was being generous.
所以呢，他非常的大方。
But what did Jesus say?
但是耶稣说了什么呢？
I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven.
耶稣说：“我对你说，不是到七次，乃是七十个七次。”
So how much is that?
所以那是多少次啊？
490. So does that mean that we're going to come to our brother and say, okay, 488, 489, oh, 490, you're cut off now. No, it just means we're supposed to forgive and forgive and forgive.
不对，这次代表我们必须要一直不断地去原谅。
But what does it mean to forgive?
然而原谅人是什么意思呢？
What about justice?
那么正义又如何呢？
Wouldn't forgiving someone be enabling them to keep doing the wrong over and over again?
饶恕人，原谅人，是不是让他一直继续再错下去呢？
Well, let's find out.
让我们再看一看。
There was a certain king which would take account of his servants.
那时有一个王和他的仆人算账。
And when he began to reckon, one was brought to him which owed him 10,000 talents.
才算的时候，有一人带了一个欠了1,000,000银子的人。
How much is 10,000 talents?
1,000,000银子是多少呢？
Well, what's a talent?
那么8,000,000银子是多少呢？一万银子是多少？
Well, they say that it's a weight of about 75-80 pounds, and it could be gold, silver, could be a lot of things.
可能是70-80磅的这个英镑的这个金啊，还是银？
Now, gold is, I think, over $800 an ounce now. Is that right?
我想现在金大概是一克就大概是800。
So you can imagine 10,000 talents of gold.
所以可以想象这个几千万两的这个银子，
or even silver,
还是银呢？
It's basically an amount that is never able to be repaid.
换句话说呢，这笔账务，这笔债啊，是无法摊还的。
So he did not have anything to pay. His Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made.
所以他没有什么可以还债的东西，主人就吩咐他把妻子、儿女一切所有全部卖了还债。
But the servant fell down and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything."
那仆人就俯伏拜他说，主啊，宽容我，将来我所要还清，我都要还清。
Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and set him free and forgave him the whole debt.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
Now notice, he did not put him on a payment plan.
那看切记，他没有把他放成分期付款。
He forgave him the debt.
而是呢，就免了他所有的债。
Everything.
所有的债。
The king was the one that paid the debt.
我是王本身还了那一副债。
But the next verse, the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat and said, "Pay me what you owe."
然而下一节就说，大仆人出来，遇见他一个同伴，欠了他10两银子，便兴着他，抓他的喉咙，说，你把所欠的还我。
How much is 100 pence?
十两银子是多少呢？
Anyone know?
多少人知道？
Well, it's about 100 days' wages.
差不多是100天的工价吧。
So it was a big debt.
是相当大的一个数目。
But it was very payable.
但是是可以摊还的数目。
And now his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything."
他的同伴就俯伏央求他说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。
Have you heard that verse before?
你有听见过同样的话语吗？
Who said the same thing that this guy just said?
谁说了同样的话语呢？
That's right, the first servant.
对了，就是那个仆人，对不对？第一个。
Almost the exact same words, right?
这甚至差不多就是同样的话了。
But there's one difference.
但有一个不一样的地方。
What's the difference?
不一样的地方是什么呢？
Look at this verse compared to the first one.
你将这个向上面那一句比较一下。
There is one word that's different.
有一个是不一样的。
What is it?
是什么？
Yes. The first servant fell down and worshipped.
是的，第一个呢，俯伏呢，敬拜。
The second servant fell down and besought.
第二个呢，是俯伏央求。
Who do you worship?
你敬拜的是谁呢？
God.
上帝，对不对？
You don't worship a human being.
你不敬拜人呢，对不对？
So you see in the parable what's coming out.
所以在这个比喻里面，你看见到什么？
The king represents God.
那个王代表着上帝。
And the fellow servants are fellow man.
而那些仆人呢，工人呢，乃是同伴，我们的。
But the servant would not, and went and cast him into prison till he should pay the whole debt.
但是他不肯，竟把他丢在监里，让他等他还了所欠的债。
Now, I've always wondered, how are you going to pay the debt if you're in jail?
有时候我在想，如果下到监狱里面的时候，要怎样还债呢？
There's no way.
没有办法。
How are you going to make money in jail?
你在监狱里怎样拿钱呢？
So when his fellow servants saw that what was done, they were sorry, and came and told their lord everything.
所以众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这个事告诉主人。
And the Lord called him and said, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you asked me to. Shouldn't you have also had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had compassion on you?"
于是主人叫他来，对他说：“你是恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不愿，你不应也当怜悯你的同伴。”
And his lord delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all the debt.
主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。
So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also to you if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother his trespasses.
所以你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
Are you starting to see what forgiveness and confession has to do with healing?
你现在开始看见到宽恕和原谅跟医治有什么关系吗？
God cannot forgive you unless you can forgive others.
不能原谅你，除非你原谅人。
And I'm going to share with you a story.
我要与你分享一个故事。
That will help you to see forgiveness totally different.
帮助你完完全全改变你宽容赦免的这个观点。
You will be able to see the true nature of healing and forgiveness.
你会见到医治和原谅真正的性质。
Now I have never been to Malaysia before.
我从来没有来到过马来西亚。
This is my first time.
这是我第一次来到马来西亚。
But I've been to a country very similar.
然而我去到一个非常相似的国家。
Has anyone been to Indonesia?
有多少个人去过印尼呢？
Yes. Now I'm going to share with you a story from my mission trip to Indonesia.
那么我要跟你分享到印尼的一个故事。
I was there with a very good friend of mine, and he had been in Indonesia for years and years, and he spoke the language perfectly.
那么呢，我有一个很好的朋友，他在印尼住了好多好多年，工作好多年。他说印尼的话呢是非常准确的。
And I would travel with him all over the country.
而我也会与他啊骗。整个国家的走过了。
But I remember every time that we would stop the car,
但我记得每次我们停下车的时候，
there would be somebody waiting next to the car.
就会有人在车旁边等待。
And he would get out of the car, and he would give this person 15 to 20 rupiah.
而我的朋友就会下车呢，给这位人士呢，15到20这个卢比。
And I thought, wow, there just went a pineapple or a papaya.
啊、我就想哇有王梨还是这个木瓜
Who is this guy?
这人是谁呢
that's the parking attendant.
他说哦这个是趴车的这个看护员
And I started to wonder because every time we stopped, he'd have to pay somebody.
因为我开始越来越不明白每次他停车都要还钱给一个人
And one time I remember, we stopped at a place that was no parking places. It was just the side of the road.
有一次呢，我还记得我们只是停在路边，那、根本都没有这个停车格。
And I said, no, he can't be the parking attendant.
然后我就想，不可能啊，这不可能是看车。
He's like, he's gonna watch my car.
他就说，哦，他会帮我看着我的车。
I said, watch your car. We're here in a market. There's a zillion people here.
但是我们在这个市场啊，这里有很多很多很多的人。
He said, well, if I don't pay him, he's gonna scratch my car.
他说，如果我不还他钱的话，他会刮花我的车啊。
So one day, my friend was actually parked.
所以有一次呢，我朋友啊，
he didn't want to get out and pay the parking attendant this time.
而他不想要下车还这个。
So he was just sitting in the car thinking about it.
所以他就只是坐在车上那边想。
And behind him, he heard a noise.
而在后面他就听到一个声音。
And it was a scooter.
是一个单车。
There's a small boy on the scooter.
小小一个小
男孩在车上。And it was going back and forth and swerving.
就在那边转来转去啊，在那边兜来兜去。
And he's like, "Wow, that kid's gonna crash."
我在想，哇，这个小男孩会撞车。
And then he got closer to his car.
然后他越来越靠近。
And he's like, "Wow, that kid's gonna hit my car."
哇，这小男孩要撞到我的车了。
And then finally,
然后他就来
，he slams into the back of my friend's car.
撞向了我朋友的。
Oh, everybody comes running.
哇，全部人就跑过来。
The police, woo, come running.
啊，警察车也来。
The ambulance comes running.
然后呢，救护车也来。
And they find that there is damage to the scooter.
他们看见到呢，这个单车呢损坏了。
There is damage to the back of my friend's car.
我朋友的车的后面呢也损坏了。
And the young boy who is only 10 is injured and has to be treated for some cuts and bruises and things like that.
而这十岁的男孩也受了伤，住在那里。
And the police they talk to my friend and say, "Well, what happened?"
而那个警察呢就走下来问我的朋友发生什么事情。
Well, I was here parked in my car.And this boy was driving a scooter very, very unstably, and he just slammed into the back of my car.
那我朋友就讲，我就刚刚停下车来，而这个小男孩在那边哇摇晃啊，那个单车然后就撞向我了。
And so they talked to the witnesses that saw it also.
然后他们就跟那些见证人说。
And then they talked to the boy.
然后他又跟那个小男孩说话。
And he said, "Well, yes, I don't have a license, but." I borrowed my older brother's scooter and I thought it would be fun to drive, but I lost control and I hit this parked car.
然后那个小男孩就说，哎呀，我是没有这个驾照啊，我是偷了啊，借用我的这个哥哥的车，然后我以为很好玩，但是呢，控制不到就撞到这辆车。
So then the police assessed the amount of the money from the clinic to treat the boy.
然后那个警方呢就看看测量一下要医药费要多少。
They went and they assessed the damage to my friend's car.
又去看一看我的朋友的汽车损害了多少。
Then they went and they assessed the cost of the scooter because it was totally destroyed.
然后他又们去算算那个单车损坏了。
And then they talked with each other for a little while.
然后他们一起的讨论了一下。
And they wrote a lot of things down.
写了很多东西下来。
And finally, they had a piece of paper and they gave it to my friend.
最后呢，有一张纸呢给我的朋友。
And he said, "What's this?"
然后我朋友说这是什么
？Oh, this is how much you owe.
他说哦，这是你欠的债。
Why?
他说为什么呢
？Oh, well, this is the total of the damage to your car, the damage to the scooter, and the clinic bill.
这个是你车的损伤，还有单车的损伤，还有这个小孩子的医药费的总和。
Well, I don't understand.
我不明白。
Well, sir, what don't you understand? Here, we've written it all out line by line for you.
他说怎么不明白呢？我这里已经写了一行一行很清楚的。
Didn't you talk to the boy?
说你没有跟那个小男孩谈话。
Yes, sir, we did talk to the boy.
是啊，我们有跟他谈话了。
Well, what did he say?
他说什么呢？
He said the same thing as you.
他说跟你一样的话。
Well, I don't understand. Did you talk to the witnesses?
我不明白你有没有跟这些见证人说。
Yes, of course we did. Yes, they said the same thing as you.
是啊，他们也说了同样的话。
Well, did you understand what I told you?
你明白我跟你说了什么吗？
Yes, sir. Even for a white person, you speak very good Indonesian, so we understood you perfectly.
甚至你是一位白人，不过你讲印尼话
yes, 很准。Stopped in your car, boy illegally driving, hit the back of your car. We understand.
是的，你停了车子，而这个小男孩非法的驾驶撞到你的车。
Well, wait a minute. It's not my fault.
等一等，这不是我的错，对不对
？Yes, we know that, sir. We know it's not your fault.
是我明白，不是你的错。
Well, I'm just not understanding anything here.
我完全不明白发生什么事情。
Well, tell us, sir, what's the problem?
到底什么问题呢
？I don't understand why, if I'm totally innocent, it's not my fault. Why do I have to pay for everything?
那么我的问题就是呢，为什么不明白？为什么都不是我的错？我也无辜，是他的错。不过我还需要赔偿全部的东西。
Oh, so that's very easy. We can explain that.
他说那很简单，我们可以向你解释。
You see, you pay because you have the money.
你还钱，因为你有钱。
And at that moment,
在那一个时候
，I understood the forgiveness of heaven.
我突然间明白天堂天国赦免我们。
Because you see, I am like.The boy from Indonesia.
因为呢，我就像那印尼的小孩。
And so are you.
你也一样。
And you.
你也一样。
And you.
你也一样。
You and I have sinned against God.
你和我都向上帝犯了罪。
You and I have damaged His property.
你和我都损坏了他的产业。
And in the process, we have damaged ourselves.
而在同一个时候，我们也损害了自己。
And we have damaged our fellow man.
也损害了我们周围的人。
And we have nothing to pay.
而我们一分钱也没有办法摊还。
But who pays?
但是他有。
Jesus pays.
耶稣他摊还了。
Because he has the money.
因为他有
He is the only one in the universe that can pay our debt.
他是宇宙中唯一有钱摊还的。
When you realize that you are the boy from Indonesia,
当你发现到你是印尼的那个小孩，
you may fight against the logic and the stupidity of this whole situation.
你或许在那里争论关于这个啊、这个问题，关于这个啊、无理智根本都不。
It's not fair.
是不公平的。
And you're right. For God, it is not fair.
而你是对的，对于上帝
来说是不公平的。He is innocent.
上帝呢是无辜的
，but he pays for you and I.
然而他为你我还债
，because he has the money.
因为他有钱。
And as strange as it may seem, the logic of Indonesia is the logic of heaven.
而或许是非常奇怪的，然而在印尼的这个思想呢，却是上帝的思想。
Because if all of us would apply fairness and justice the way we think about it, not one of us would be saved.
因为如果我们用我们自己想为公义、想为公平的事去诊断的话，没有一个人能够得救。
Now I want you to think about this very carefully for a while.
我要你好好的思想这件事情。
We're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32.
我们要翻到以弗所书第四章。
And as we're turning there,
在我们翻到以弗所书的时候
，I want you to think in your mind of someone who has hurt you.
我要你想想思考。
Someone who has wronged you.
伤害了你，因为得罪了你的。
You know who they are.
你知道他们是谁。
It perhaps is your spouse.
或许是你的丈夫、妻子。
Your parents.
你的父母亲。
A pastor.
一个牧师。
A teacher.
一位老师。
You know who they are.
你知道他们是谁。
And the way that you know.
而你知道。
Is when you see that person coming.
因为你看见他来的时候。
You go the other way.
你就走向另一个方向。
When you're at a family reunion,
当有家庭集会的时候，
that person's in one corner and you're in the other corner.
那一个人坐在这里，你就坐在另一个地方。
And if you have to pass that person,
而你需要经过他的身旁的时候，
you avoid eye contact.
你就不要看他的眼睛。
And if for some reason you have to talk to that person,
而如果有某种原因你需要跟他说话，
you put on your biggest smile.
你就笑最大的
笑容。But inside, your heart is pounding.
但是在你心中的一直在
And you're shaking.
你正在摇动。
And even if you talk to them on the phone, your heart rate goes up.
你在电话上与他们说话，你的心跳都会加速。
You know that there is one person in your life like that, at least.
在你生命中有一位这样的人。
God wants to bring you healing today.
上帝要医治你的心。
Ephesians 4,
以弗所书四章
31 and
32. 31, 32节。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Now tell me, what does wrath and bitterness and putting it away have to do with forgiveness and forgiving other people?
那么告诉我，苦毒啊、恼恨啊、愤怒这些东西与宽恕有什么关系呢？
Because when someone wrongs you,
哎，如果有一个人得罪
了你 and they hurt you.
他们使你受伤害。
How do you feel towards them?
你对他们的态度是怎样的呢？
They do not even acknowledge they even did anything wrong.
他们甚至不承认他们做错的
任何事。They say that's what you deserve.
他说那是你应得的。
How do you feel towards that person?
那你对他有怎么样的态度感觉呢？
Isn't there some bitterness?
是否里面有一些的苦？
Some anger?
有一些的恼恨,
some indignation.
有一些的愤怒。
How could they do that?
他们怎么能够这样对我呢?
They're a pastor.
他是一个牧士。
Oh, I hate them.
哦，我很讨厌他。
Isn't it true?
这是真的吗?
That's what can happen when there is wrong.
当那时候有得罪你的时候所发生的事。
But what's the problem with anger and bitterness?
但是有恼恨，有恨毒。有什么？
Well, of course I'm angry, Tim. Look, they molested me.
是的，我很生气，他们侮辱了我。
They stole from me.
他们偷了我的东西。
They lied behind my back.
他们在我背后欺骗了我。
They abandoned me.
他们抛弃了我。
They beat me.
他们打了我。
They yelled at me for all of my life.
他们在我一生人中一直在那边骂我。
They cheated on me.
他们向我欺骗。
Of course I'm angry at them.
当然我非常生气啊。
But what does the Bible say about anger?
然而圣经关于愤怒说了什么呢?
What does the Bible say about having that bitterness towards somebody?
圣经说到关于有苦毒又说了什么呢?
Jesus says when you are angry with somebody, what is it like?
如果耶稣说你对一个人发怒生气的话会像什么呢?
Killing them.
就像是谋害了他。
And how can we be free and healed when we have murder in our heart?
那么我们如何能够得到释放得到医治如果我们心中有谋害人呢
And how do we get rid of the wrath, the bitterness, the anger?
除去这些生气这些恼恨这些苦毒呢
It's the second verse.
是在第二节
It says to be kind and tender hearted, to forgive one another, how? As God has forgiven you.
他说要以恩慈相待存怜悯的心彼此宽恕正像怎么样正像上帝借着基督里饶恕了我们一般
When did Jesus Christ extend forgiveness to you?
耶稣在什么时候向你发出援助之手呢宽恕之手
When?
什么时候
When you repented?
当你悔改的时候吗
Now you're shaking your head, Angeline. Tell me why.
你摇你的头，你说是什么时候
？When did Christ extend forgiveness to you？
耶稣什么时候向你呼出宽恕之手呢
？You're saying no, it wasn't when you repented. So when was it？
你说不是当你悔改的时候，但是什么时候呢
？Yes, from the very beginning.
对了，就在一开始的时候。
I can show you in Luke chapter 23.
我可以向你。显明在路加福音
Luke chapter 23 verse 34
路加福音二十三章第二十四节
Jesus cries on the cross
耶稣在十字架上呐喊
Father forgive them
天父啊饶恕他们
For they know not what they do
因为他们不晓得他们所做的
Now was Jesus crying that prayer when the centurion said Jesus please forgive me I'm sorry that I've done this to you Let me take the nails out okay
那么耶稣有没有说哦，对不起，你们可以啊，我饶恕我，你们把这个钉子拿去吧。
When was Jesus pleading for forgiveness for you and I?
耶稣什么时候为我们做出饶恕的呼求呢
？While we were nailing him to the cross.
当他们在钉他们的时候，钉他的手的时候。
That is when God is holding out forgiveness for you.
那就是上帝给你宽恕的时候。
Now I want you to bring it home to yourself.
我要你将这个带到你的生命中。
Have you held out forgiveness?
你有没有宽恕人?
To those who have wronged you?
对那些得罪你的。
God says in His Word that while we were yet sinners,
圣经说，当我们还是罪人的时候，
while we were the enemies of God, Christ died for us.
当我们还是上帝的仇敌的时候。基督就为我们舍了性。
He pled with his Father, forgive them.
他与上帝呼求赦免他们吧。
Even though they are killing me.
虽然他们在谋害我。
Jesus offered forgiveness.
耶稣
for every man, woman, and child.
为每一个男男女女。
While we were very far from the Father's house.
甚至我们还老远的时候。
Now does that mean that everybody there around the cross was saved?
那么代表每一位在基督在十字架旁边的就会得救吗
？Some were，
有一些是得救的。
The thief, right？
那个强盗。
Probably the Roman centurion that said this man was the Son of God。
或许那个百夫长说道：“哦，这的确是上帝的儿子。
”And even some of the Pharisees that mocked him eventually were saved and repented。
有一些在那边辱笑、讥笑这个基督的这个法利赛人。过后呢，也能够得救。
But don't you see that forgiveness does not depend on the other person?
但是你会发现到宽恕不是基于另一方。
Salvation does.
救恩是。
Restoring the relationship does.
恢复关系是有两方面的。
Restoring of trust does.
恢复你的信心呢是两方面的。
But forgiveness
但是宽恕呢,
can be given right now.
饶恕就是现在就给予的,
because it allows you to let go of the bitterness and anger.
因为它帮助你放下你所有的苦毒,
forgiveness may not change the other person.
宽恕或许不能改变对方,
but it will change you.
但是它能改变你。
I'll give you an illustration.
我给你一个比喻。
There's probably not anyone in this room whose family is more messed up than mine.
或许你们中间没有一个人的家庭比我家庭更加混乱。
And why do I say that?
为什么那么说呢?
I love my parents, I love all my family.
我很爱我的父母亲，我很爱我的家人。
But there is divorce and remarriage, and divorce and remarriage, and divorce and remarriage.
有离婚又再婚，离婚又再婚，离婚又再婚的情况。
To the point where I have 5 parents and step-parents.
直到呢，我有5个父母。
I don't know how many step-brothers and step-sisters I have right now.
我不知道现在我有多少个这些兄弟姐妹了。
And I will just refer to them as my parents. If they're a step-parent or a parent or not, I'm just going to say a parent.
所以呢，我的这个父母亲啊，我不知道要怎样称呼他们，就称呼他们为父母了。
A parent molested my sister when she was 8.
其中一个父母呢，在我的妹妹8岁的时候呢，侮辱了她。
Now my sister has since become a Christian.
那过后呢，我的妹妹呢，成为基督徒。
And she called that parent up.
她就打电话找这位。
While I was holding her.
这位父亲。
And strengthening her.
我在那边帮助她，支持她。
And she said to this parent.
她对她说。
What had happened?
什么事情发生的?
And what they had done.
他们对她做了什么事情?
And that she had had bitterness and hatred in her heart for them for years for it.
而很多年来，她对她
caused her to run away from God. It caused her to get into drugs. It caused her to become homosexual and bisexual.
使到她成为这个同性恋、双性恋的人。
But she had let all that go now.
然而她现在把这一切都放下了。
And she had come to Jesus Christ.
她来到基督耶稣那里。
And right now, she had to confess her anger and bitterness and hatred toward this parent.
她需要向这一位 父母亲呢?
She said, Jesus tells me I cannot have hatred and anger against anyone or it is murder.
诉说他的这个苦毒，他的恼恨，因为耶稣基督说，我不能够有这个恼怒的心，仇恨的心。
And so I confess that to you right now.
饶恕现在就向你。
Now do you know why she had to do it on the phone?
你知道为什么她需要在电话上联络他吗?
Because that person looks her in the eye and says, it never happened.
因为那一个人看着他说，从来没有发生过这回事。
It never happened.
从来没有发生过这回事。
There is not one acknowledgement.
没有一个承认他曾经做过。
But my sister can still forgive.
然而我的妹妹能够原谅。
She can let healing come into her soul.
她能够让医治来到她的心里。
Toward this parent.
对这位父母。
But she can never stay at that parent's house.
但是她永远不能够住在她的家里。
She can never be alone with that parent.
她永远不能够单独与她同在一起。
Until there is trust.
因为她不能够信靠她。
And trust would only come if this parent acknowledged it.
而信靠只能发生当她另一方呢承认。
God help.
上帝帮助她。
Made things right with all the young children that they had molested also.
使到他在对每一位其他的小孩他所侮辱的呢
and turned themselves in
有原谅
and showed that they were different
然后呢他们原谅他宽恕他
and that takes time
那需要时间
but forgiveness my sister can have right now
但是原谅宽恕我妹妹这一刻就能够拥有
and she is free
而她已经被释放了
but that doesn't mean my parent is free. Do you see the difference now? That you and I can have freedom from bitterness and hatred right now. I'll prove it to you that it does not depend on the other person. Let's say my sister had this parent who molested them.
这位父母他侮辱了他,
but the parent died.
但是那位父母去世了。Could
my sister still have anger and bitterness?
我的妹妹可以不可以还有这个苦毒呢?
Yes, she could, couldn't she?
还可以对不对?
even though that person is dead.
就算那一个人去世了。
But my sister still would need forgiveness and healing.
但是我的妹妹还需要宽恕，还需要医治。
Now what would she do? Probably just write a letter.
那她应该做什么？她或许可以写一封信。
And let it go.
而就把它放弃了。
Confess it to a trusted friend and to our Heavenly Father. Let it go.
向一位信任的朋友，向我们的天父承认，坦诚。
Forgiveness is about leaving justice in God's hands.
宽恕呢，就是将这个责任，这个公义呢，留给上帝。
And taking the attitude of Jesus Christ toward our fellow man.
而领取耶稣对待弟兄的方式，成为我们的态度。
Saying, Father, forgive them.
So
they know not what they do.
饶恕他们，因为他们不知道他们所做的是什么。
Do you think Jesus felt hatred and anger toward the people who were nailing him to the cross?
你想耶稣有没有生气或者是恼恨那些钉他的呢？
No.
完全没有。
Because you can't have hatred and anger in your heart when you're pleading for forgiveness.
因为你不能够有恼恨，有苦毒，又为他们代求。
And when you plead for that forgiveness for your fellow man,
而当你为他们代求，求饶恕的时候，
you will find healing and forgiveness for yourself.
在心中就会得到医治，也得到饶恕。
Do you remember Job?
你还记得约伯吗？
When was Job turned around and healed?
约伯是什么时候转过来又得到医治？
We're told the captivity of Job was turned when he prayed for his friends.
圣经说约伯得到医治，他的得到释放是当他。
And what were his friends busy doing?
那他朋友做什么事情呢？做了过。
Job, it's your fault. You're the sinner. You're in the wrong. God's like this. God's doing this to you.
而他朋友就是在那边指责他啊，你犯错了，你要承认你的错，你是罪人，你得罪上帝。
And God turned to them and said, "Hey, you know what? You're wrong."
而上帝转头跟他的朋友说啊，你知道什么？你们错了。
You better have Job pray for you.
你要约伯为你们祷告。
But for him to do that, he had to forgive.
但是为了约伯要可以做到这一点，约伯需要原谅他。
And that is when his healing came.
而那就是他得到医治的时候。
We all have someone.
我们每一位都有一个人。
Who has hurt us.
是曾经伤害过我们。
And sometimes that hurt is unconscious.
而有时候这个受伤害呢，是在不自觉的。
They don't even realize what they're doing.
有时候他们都不晓得他们曾经做过。
But it still damages us.
然而他还是伤害了我们。
I'll give you an illustration.
给你一个比喻。
For most of my life, I have felt that I was very ugly and not attractive.
在我的一生当中呢，我一直有这个思念，就是我是很丑怪的。
And I see a lot of you laughing right now.
我没有吸引力的。
And I have had many women say that to me.
有很多的女人这样告诉我。
They're like, Tim, are you kidding?
她说 ，Tim， 你开玩笑吗
？You're a very handsome man.
你很英俊哎。
But I never thought that.
但是我的脑海就是。
I thought if a woman would ever marry me, it would have to be because I was spiritual or you know my personality or something.
我在想，如果有一个女人愿意嫁给我，应该是因为我属灵的关系，或者是我性格的关系。
She just have to choke down my physical appearance.
她对于我的外观需要咽吞下去很辛苦的。
And no matter what my parents said.
不论我的父母对我说什么
，No matter what all my girlfriends said，
不论我的女朋友告诉我什么
，It didn't change my mind，
没有改变我的思维。
I can tell you that most of my relationships，
我可以告诉你，我多数的这些感情啊
，The girl was wanting more physically，
那些女方呢都喜欢我的这个外表。
And in all of them， I drew the line，
而对他们每一个来说，我画了清线
，And did not let us pass it。
没有让他们越界。
But that still didn't convince me.
但是那没有
And I began to pray. I'm like, God, why do I think I'm so ugly?
那我在上帝说，上帝为什么我认为自己那么难看呢？
And he showed me.
而他让我看见到。
He brought me back to when I was 5 years old.
他让我回到我五岁的时候。
I'm sitting down.
我坐着。
And my parent is getting my lunch ready.
而那个时候我父母亲准备我的午餐。
And I am washing my face,
而我在洗脸
brushing my teeth,
刷牙
getting ready for school,
准备要上学
and right before I go out the door,
那一个时候我还没有出门的时候
I sit down,
还没有锁门
and something happens every day,
有一样事情发生了
and I'll show you what it is,
而我会让你看见是什么事情
Now if you understand, I am half Asian and half Caucasian.
而我是一个混血儿。
Now I want you to look very closely at my eyes. Look very closely at my eyes.
看看我的眼睛，看看我的眼睛。
The Asians have no fold in the eyelid.
亚洲人呢的这个眼皮呢是没有褶的。
The Caucasian has the fold.
那个这个啊，我洋人呢是有的。
And if you look closely, I have one of each.
那你发现到呢？我一边有一边没有。
I have one Asian eye and one German eye.
我有一个啊亚洲人的眼，一个德国人的眼。
And now I think it's kind of cool.
现在呢，我就是这样。
It shows that I'm from two different races.
他告诉呢，我呢，我是从两个不同的地方来的。
But someone didn't think it was cool.
但是有些人不觉得。
Because before I went to school, every day, one of my parents would take scotch tape and tape.My eyelid.
因为呢，我其中一位父母啊，在我每天去学校之前，会拿胶纸粘着我的眼皮。
Very small piece of tape.
很小片的这个。
No one could see it.
没有人可以看见到。
But it made one eye look like the other.
但是它帮助我使到那两个眼睛看起来一样。
What do you think a five-year-old, a six-year-old, a seven-year-old, an eight-year-old is gonna think?When they're taped every morning before they go to school.
你想一个五岁、六岁、七岁、八岁的小孩，每天早上去学校之前都被拿一个胶纸粘着他的眼睛，他会感觉如何呢？
There's something wrong with me.
会感觉到有一些我有一点不对劲。
I am not attractive enough to be shown to the outside world.
我的样子不好看，所以不能够见别人。
And I confronted this parent when I realized it.
所以我发现到这一点的时候，我就去。
I said I felt ugly my whole life.
我对他说，我一生人中都感觉自己很丑怪。
What? You're so handsome, you can have any girl you want. I said, no, I felt ugly my whole life.
他说，哦，你那么帅，你哪一个女生都喜欢你。但是我说，哦，
well, why? That's so stupid.
难看。
Well,
就这么笨呢？
It's because you tape my eyelid every morning.
我就跟他说，因为你每一天都粘着饺子。
Well, no, I was just trying to help you. And I said, no, you tape my eyelid.
他说，哦，我只是看要帮你而已。我说，没有。
I was just trying to help you. No.You tape my eyelid.
他说，我只是要帮助你而已。我说没有，你粘着了我的眼睛。
You're right.
他说是的。
You're right.
你说的对。
They didn't realize the damage they were doing.
他们并不晓得他们造成的伤害是多大。
But did it affect me?
但有没有影响到我呢？
It crushed me.
他完完全全的压迫了我。
And when I found that I had reconciliation with that.
而当我发现到的时候，我与他和睦。
And I recognized it.
我发现到这一点。
I was free.
我就得释放了。
Now that parent could have said, "Go jump in the lake."
那父亲可以说，哎呀，管你这么多。
I didn't do anything wrong.
我什么都没有做错。
But thankfully, they did confess it.
但是感谢上帝呢，他们是承认。
But I want you to know that them confessing it was not dependent on my changing.
但是我要告诉你的是，他们。承认呢，与我思维的改变是没有关系的。
I can forgive them and change even if they say nothing.
我可以宽恕他们，也可以改变我的思维，就算他们并不告诉我任何事情。
I'll give you another example.
给你认一个比方。
I wanted to be a doctor since I was a teenager.
我年轻的时候就要成为一个医生。
And I remember talking to one of my parents one time.
我还记得跟一位父母说谈到这一点。
And I talked to them about going to medical school.
而我告诉他们我要去医学院。
And this parent, with the step parent, sat me down and talked to me for an hour and a half.
而这位父母
Why? Go ahead.
然后这位父母和另外一位父母呢坐下来与我谈，跟我说为什么。
They proceeded to sit me down and talk to me for an hour and a half.Why I was not smart enough, why my memory was not good enough, why I was not responsible enough to be a doctor.
他们坐下来一个小时半呢，就告诉我，我是不够聪明，又记忆不够好，又不够有责任感呢，成为一位医生。
Now you tell me, is that what a parent is supposed to do?
而你告诉我，这是父母亲应该做的事情吗？
Basically say you're too stupid to be a doctor?
基本上他们就是说你太笨了，不能做一个医生。
Can you imagine?The difficulty I struggled with.
你可以感受到我的辛苦吗？当我在挣扎的时候。
You don't tell a teenager stuff like that.
你不告诉一个年轻人这样的东西。
They're already struggling with their body and the way they look.
他们对他们的外表，他们的身体在那边挣扎了。
Struggling to be accepted and encouraged.
在那边挣扎，要得到认可，在那边挣扎。
And to have the one closest to you tell you, you can't do it.
那至亲的人告诉你，你不能做到。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象。
When I came to Loma Linda University.
当我来到罗马林大的时候。
And I was facing a tuition bill of $120,000.
而我看着那个学费1200美金。
I had $500 in my pocket.
在我口袋只有500美金。
Can you imagine what I thought when I faced a very hard test?
你可以想象我在考应考这个很难的考试的时候。
Can you imagine what I thought when I was tired and discouraged and not feeling very smart?
当我受到考验，感觉到很失丧，觉得自己够聪明的时候，
the tape would play in my head. You can't do it.
就一直在那边跑着。他们说
from my own parent,
我自己的父母
you can't do it.
说你不能做到。
You're not smart enough.
你不够聪明。
You're not responsible enough.
你不够有责任感。
As I was trying to save people's lives,
当我准备要救人的时候，
they're telling me your memory's not good enough.
他们说你记忆不够好。
I had to fight against that word.
我需要一直的在那边抵抗这些话语。
And the only way I got through,
而唯一我能够经过的，
is that there was another parent,
是因为有另一位父母，
that said, I am your heavenly father.
他说，就是我的天父。
And I have called you to be a physician.
我已经呼召你成为一位医师。
And I can tell you, I finished my residency at Stanford University.
我在Stanford 这个大学呢，做了我这个
All three of my boards are 95th percentile, which means I did better than 95% of U.S. physicians.
完全三个不同的这个考官呢，都认可我做了是95%的医生做得好的。
I know I'm smart enough because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens.
我知道我够聪明，因为我能。做万事，接着主耶稣基督的能力。
But let me tell you, that was hard.
但那是非常辛苦的。
Very hard to battle against those words.
非常辛苦的去抵抗那些话语。
And I went back to that parent.
而我回去告诉那一位父母。
And I told them what had happened.
我跟他们说发生了什么事情。
And what are they going to say at this point?
而他们在这一个时刻要说什么话呢？
I mean, I am a doctor.
而我已经是一个医生了，对不对？
And so they said, well, yes, you've made it through, and that's great, And God has blessed you.
他们说，哦，那很好，你已经经过了这一切，上帝也赐福了你。
To this day, no apology.
并没有任何。
Not even a well, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
的承认，没有一个道歉，可能我不需要这样。
No sorry.
没有说道歉的话。
No acknowledgement.
没有承认的。
But I'm still a physician.
但是我还是一位医生。
I don't have to let those words.Make bitterness in me.
我不需要让这些话语在我心里面酿就这些苦毒。
Because the bitterness would just eat me away.
因为这些苦毒将会把我的心完全的。
It would keep me from being a physician.
会阻止我成为一位好的医生。
Who has compassion for all men?
使到我不能够与众人呢有这个怜悯心。
Because it is only as I have compassion for people that I can truly bring them healing.
唯有我有这个怜悯的心，我才能够医治他们。
But as you can see, my change, my forgiveness, my letting go of the bitterness does not matter with the other person or what they do.
但是我的改变，我的放下，我的这个释放呢，与另一方面有没有承认他的错误是完全没有关系的。
I'm going to end with something that you may be very familiar with.
我要结束的时候要说一说。你或许非常熟悉的一样。
This is a story that comes from one of my parents also.
这是一个故事，也是我父母那里来的故事。
I became a Christian.
我成为一个基督徒。
While I was at a public university.
当时候呢，我是在大学的时候。
At the time, this university was the best undergraduate institution in the country.
在那时候呢，这个大学是国家里面最棒、最顶冠的大学。
And they had given me a full tuition scholarship.
而他也给我完全的这个奖学金。
And they had given me a national merit scholarship, which was another $8,000 on top of that.
也给我另外一个奖学金呢，是8000块美金。
But at that time, the conviction came upon me.
但在那时候呢，上帝就 触动我的我心。
That I needed to seek God.
我发现到我需要寻求上帝。
That I needed to come to God.
我需要来到他的面前。
That I needed to read God's word.
我需要阅读他的话语。
And learn his way.
需要学习他的道路。
I left that university to go to Weimar College, which was a very small Adventist college.
我就放弃了那个学大学，去到了 Weimar， 是一个很小的富林的一个学院。
I let go of all my scholarships.
我将所有的这些奖学金、助学金都放弃了。
And I walked away.
而我走掉。
And one of my parents was livid.
而我其中一位父母非常非常的生气。
They said, "How can you do this?"
他说：“你哪里可以这样做
？”You're joining a cult.
你在加入一个极端分子。
You are crazy.
你是疯狂的。
You are not my son.
你不是我的儿子。
And they cut me off.
而他们与我断绝关系。
Now, I didn't need their support before.
那之前呢，我都不需要他们的。
Because I had all my tuition covered and the national merit.
因为我有那个奖学金，也有那个助学金。
But when I lost all that, I needed money.
但是我没有这些助学金、奖学金的时候，我就需要钱资金。
And they would not give me a dollar.
而他们呢，一分钱也不要给我。
In fact, when I would call them up,
甚至呢，我打电话找他们的时候，
in the best situation, they just hang up on me.
最好的情况呢，最凉的情况就是他们盖了电话。
At worst, they'd yell at me and then hang up on me.
最糟糕的情况就是他们骂了我又盖我电话。
For 3 years,
三年都是这样。
Because I did not do what they wanted me to do.
因为我没有做他们要我做的事情。
And even though I told them, I said, I love you so much.
虽然我告诉他们我那么的爱你们。
But I love God more.
但是我更加爱上帝。
They still would not listen.
然而他们还不要听。
They had disowned me.
他们不承认我。
Because of the decision I made for Christ.
因为我对基督耶稣做了这个决定。
And I would try, I would write letters, I would write postcards, no response.
我会尝试写信啊，写这个卡片啊，寄给他们，没有回应。
And finally, there was one Christmas that came.
最后呢，有一个圣诞节。
And this parent was very depressed.
而这位父母呢，是非常的忧郁。
And they are very wealthy.
他们非常有钱。
And they had a guard at the gate of their community.
那么呢，在他们的这个住宅区的时候
，And they told the guard, "No one is to visit me this Christmas."
有一个这个守护员啊，没有人能够，他告诉他们的，没有人要来找我。
And I told my brother and my sister, we need to go visit this parent.
而我告诉我的兄弟、我的姐妹呢，告诉他们我们要去找他。
They are lonely and depressed.
他们是有忧郁，而他们又很孤独。
And so we went to the guard, and he let us in.
所以我们去到这个守门员那里，他让我们进
去。And we knocked on the door.
我们敲门。
And when they opened the door, they said, "I told the guard to not let anyone in."
他们开门的时候，他说，我告诉守门员不可以给任何人进来。
But finally, they let us in.
但是最后他们让我们进屋子。
And we talked and we talked.
我们就交谈，跟他们说。
And I told them how much I love them.
我告诉他们我多么的爱他们。
And at one moment, they started to cry.
有一个时候呢，他们就
开始
流泪。
And then they just silently went back into their room.
他们就暗暗就回到房间里。
And they pulled out a folder.
拿出一个信封。
And they opened the folder.
他们将那个文件打开。
And in the folder was every card, every letter, and every postcard I had written to them for 3 years.
在里面呢是三年以来每一次我寄给他们的信，他们的卡片都是在里面。
And they said, "You didn't give up on me."
他说 ，Tim 啊，你并没有放弃我们。
You still love me.
你还是爱我们。
Even though I disowned you.
虽然我不承认你是我儿子。
And I can tell you that my relationship with his parent is much better.
而我可以告诉你，在那次过后呢，我与他的关系更加好。
And yet it is not the same.
然而是不一样的。
Because though they felt the love from me,
因为虽然他们感受到我的爱，
they still have not acknowledged they're wrong.
他们还没有坦诚他们做错了。
So though I have forgiven them,
所以虽然我原谅了他们，
though I love them so much,
虽然我那么的爱他们，
there is not the relationship that could be.
就没，却不能够有那样的感觉。
And that is true with God too.
对上帝也是这样的。
Jesus pled for forgiveness while he had us as enemies.
耶稣在我们还是敌人的时候呢，就原谅了我们。
But to truly have salvation from that forgiveness depends on what you do too.
这个拯救，得到这个宽恕，是基于我们本身也是。
I know that many of you have been hurt by your families.
我知道你们有很多人被家人所伤害。
And they may not acknowledge or confess their wrong.
他们或许不坦诚承认他们的错。
My parents have confessed some things.
我的父母亲有一些事情他们承认。
But they have not confessed others.
有一些他们不承认。
Some of them are Christians.
有些是基督徒。
Some of them profess to be Christians.
有些自称是基督徒。
And some of them are definitely not Christians.
有些真的肯定的不是基督徒。
But you know, that doesn't matter.
但是那不，那没有关系。
Because yes, our parents are designed to show us God.
因为是的，我们父母亲是要彰显上帝。
But sometimes they fail.
但是有时候呢，他们却失败了。
So I want you to claim Psalm 27, verse 10, like I have.
所以你们抓紧诗篇112篇的应许。
You may have holes in your heart.
你或许在心中有空洞。
You may have things missing in your life.
在你生命中有失去的东西。
Because your parents did not tell you, you are smart, you can do it, I believe in you.
因为你父母并不告诉你，你是聪明的，你可以做到，我相信你。
But there's one parent.That does tell you that.
有一位父母，他是那么样告诉你的。
Psalm 27:10, When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up.
诗篇107.
Psalm 27, verse 10.
诗篇27篇第十节，27篇第十节，天父呢告诉我们，他说，我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
You can claim God's promise.
你可以抓紧上帝的应许。
And you can give forgiveness.
你可以施予。
To those who have wronged you.
对那些得罪你的人。
No matter what they say.
无论他们说了什么事。
And you can give God a chance to heal you.
你也可以让上帝一个机会医治你的心灵。
Because you can remember the boy in Indonesia.
因为你可以记得那位在印尼的小孩。
2 Corinthians chapter 8,
哥林多后书第八章,
verse 9,
第九节。
Because when you look at Jesus Christ,
因为你仰望基督耶稣的时候,
and how forgiving he has been to you,
而你看见到他如何的对待你,
you can forgive other people.
你就可以如何的对待别人。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, for that though he was rich,Yet for your sakes, he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich.
8 verse 5.
2 Corinthians 8 verse 9.
八章第九节说，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了穷，贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷，可以成为富足。
Let us kneel for prayer.
让我们
跪下祷告。And receive that healing as we give forgiveness.
当我们饶恕人时候，领受同样的医治。
Loving Father in heaven,
我们慈爱的天父上帝，
thank you so much that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
感谢你，当我们还做罪人的时候，你已经饶恕。
While we were nailing you to the cross, you cried, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
当我们将你钉在十字架上的时候，你呼喊天父饶恕我们。
Lord, as we look at you and your compassion,
主，我们仰望你，看见你的怜悯慈爱。
And we see how much you have forgiven us.
见到你如何的饶恕我们。
That you have forgiven us a debt that we can never repay.
饶恕宽恕了我们的债，我们无法摊还的债。
Then we find compassion to give forgiveness to others.
我们就寻找到怜悯去宽恕别人。
Lord Jesus, I pray as we are contemplating who we need to forgive right now.
主，当我们在思考我们应该要原谅谁的时候，
that you would give us grace to do it.
帮助我们有恩典给我们能够宽恕他。
We may have to do it on the phone or by a letter.
或许我们需要打个电话给他，或许我们需要写个信件给他。
But let us do it and find forgiveness both for you, both for ourselves and for them.
但帮助我们去做到，给我们自己也为他们的好处。奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览。www.loudvoicemedia.com